Once in a while, I read a gospel story, and I find it really annoying. When I read the Old Testament reading from Genesis this week, I found myself very irritated. Abraham's servant goes to the well, and he says to God, "I'm going to ask the women who come a question. I'm going to ask them to bring me water. And the one who replies that she will also bring water for my camels is the one that I know will be Isaac's wife." And he barely gets the words out of his mouth, and Rebekah arrives, and he asks her the question, and lo and behold, she answers properly, and now Isaac has a wife. And I find this irritating because my life does not work that way. I do not get to walk into 7-Eleven and say to God, "The Powerball ticket I buy today is the winner." When I was searching for a job last fall, I did not get to say to God, "The job description I read that has these words is totally the one I'm going to get." It doesn't work that way. But as it turns out, it wasn't quite so easy for Abraham's servant either. You see, the lectionary, as often happens, only gives us part of the story. The story of Abraham's servant finding a wife for Isaac is the entire 24th chapter of the book of Genesis. It's 67 verses long. But we only read 21 of those verses. We only heard a third of the story, which means that we missed all the good stuff. So the story begins with Abraham calling his servant and saying to him, "I want you to go find a wife for my son Isaac. But I don't want a wife from here in the land of Canaan. God has told me that my wife, the wife for my son, should come from my kin in the land where I started." Now, Abraham's servant, being a reasonable kind of guy, was a little concerned that no young woman or her family would let her leave and go several hundred miles away to be with Abraham. And so Abraham says this to him, "The Lord, the God of heaven, who took me from my father's house and from the land of my birth, will send his angel before you. You shall take a wife for my son from there." Abraham asks his servant to have faith. Faith that God will provide a wife for Isaac. And so Abraham's servant begins to prepare for his journey. It's going to be a long trip. And so he gathers traveling companions, 10 camels, food for the journey, and he also gathers some choice gifts because he knows that he's going to have to prove to this young woman's family that she'll be well cared for when she returns with him to the land of Canaan. When he arrives in the land of Nahor, Abraham's servant is thoughtful about his next steps. He could have gone anywhere in the town, could have gone to the marketplace, he could have gone to where the men gathered, but he made a thoughtful choice to go to the well because he knew that that's where he would meet young women. And when he arrives there, he prays. And he prays this prayer, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, please grant me success today and show steadfast love to my master Abraham." And this steadfast love that he asks for is a special kind of love. In the Hebrew, it's the word hesed, which is a covenant love. It's a special love that God has for his people. Abraham's servant is asking God to bless him so that he will be successful in the chore that he has been sent to do. And then he waits. Doesn't wait very long, but he does wait. I'm convinced he would have waited longer, but he didn't have to. And then Abraham's servant asks Rebekah the question, "Will you draw me some water?" And she replies yes and says that "I will draw for your camels too." Now this is the part of the story that's a joke because Rebekah gathers water for 10 camels and each camel drinks 20 to 30 gallons of water. She's either Wonder Woman or has been working out really hard. But while she is gathering this water for the camels, Abraham's servant spends a moment reflecting on what is happening. He says, "The man gazed at her in silence to learn whether or not the Lord had made his journey successful. So he watched her to determine and to listen to God about whether or not this woman, Rebecca, was really the wife that God had chosen for Isaac." Abraham's servant followed a very careful process of discernment. He began with faith. He prepared what he knew he could prepare. He was thoughtful about his choices. He prayed and listened and waited and reflected. And God blessed him. God showed him who he had chosen to be Isaac's wife. Last week, our vestry announced to us that Lisa McIndoo will come and be the next rector at St. Timothy's Episcopal Church. Okay, we're excited. Now, I don't know this for certain, but I would imagine that the search committee in the vestry would have been thrilled if the entire process of selecting the rector would have consisted of going to the well and asking one woman one question. But that's not exactly how that went. But they did follow a very careful process of discernment. We began with faith. As a congregation, we began with the faith that God had already chosen a rector for us, and it was only up to us to determine who that would be. We put faith in our search committee that they would follow a careful process of discernment and not decision-making. The search committee then spent a lot of time in preparation. They spent countless hours interviewing parishioners and running forums and tabbing survey results and talking to our diocesan representatives. And through that process, they wrote for us a profile that captures who we are and who we're not and who we might want to be. And that also described what they thought the next leader of St. Timothy's Church should be like. They were thoughtful in their next steps. They carefully read the resumes that they received. They did phone interviews and traveled around the country to meet candidates. And they prayed. And they prayed and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed and they prayed. And all the while, we were waiting. Our role as the congregation was to wait. Some of us waited a little bit more patiently than others, but we waited. And then the search committee gave their candidate selections to the vestry, where they picked up the last step, which was to reflect. And our vestry met the candidates and spent time with them and asked hard questions. And then they spent a whole day together in prayer and discernment, where they shared stories and they asked questions and they listened carefully to one another and to God. And towards the end of the day, their facilitator asked them each to take a walk for half an hour. They were asked to spend 15 minutes talking to God and 15 minutes listening to God. And when they returned, their facilitator asked if they were ready. And not everybody was. So they took a little bit more time to share and to reflect and to listen and to pray. And when everyone was ready, the facilitator asked them to name who they thought God was calling to be our next rector. And they named Lisa. Our vestry and our search committee followed an ancient process of discernment, one that is thousands of years old, to find the rector that God had already chosen for us. At the end of the story of Isaac and Rebekah and Abraham's servant, when Rebekah arrives in the land of Canaan on her camel, our story, our version, says that she quickly slipped off her camel. But in the Hebrew, it says that she fell off her camel. When Rebekah first saw Isaac, she was so smitten with him and thought he was so good-looking that she fell off her camel. And the story also tells us that Isaac loves Rebekah. And in the ancient world, love was not a necessary component in a marriage, but it was certainly a great blessing from God to love your spouse. And Isaac and Rebekah loved each other. They were really a match made in heaven. Is Lisa our match made in heaven? Maybe. I might go so far as to say probably. Our vestry and our search committee followed a careful process of discernment to find Lisa and to call her to come be with us. Will it always be easy? No. She's human and we're human. But I have confidence that Lisa is going to love us and that we are going to love her. Because I know that our hope lies in the belief that God has great things planned for us. Amen.